Well, I shared with Doyle and Kathy that I had read back in the late 80s, I had read a little bit of Smith Wigglesworth, that same book, Ever Increasing Faith. And just last night, Steve remarked that it's really amazing that we never heard this man's name mentioned with all of the power that he displayed, the thousands of people that were healed and the group raised from the dead. But we never heard his name mentioned. And after I came here and heard his name, the book was circulating around here. Some people had it. And I borrowed it for a little while, and I read a few chapters. And it was amazing, you know, these accounts of what happened. But frankly, it didn't faze me much, and I just put it down. And so then this past, January, sometime around then, when Kathy started sharing about reading Smith Wigglesworth, one night I thought, well, I'm just going to look on the internet, just Google, and you know, look up about the man. So SmithWigglesworth.com, it's right there. There's a bunch of his sermons and the biography of his life. And so I started reading it, and for like hour and a half, I was pierced, and I wept. Unbelief, I'm sure, getting set free of unbelief. The power of God this man walked in. That night, I knew that was going to change my life that day. And I was reading all these accounts of, you know, the healings and the his sermons and how he would exhort people. And they'd weep and be pierced about their sin and their unbelief. And I read that, and he would talk about the Holy Ghost moving in their midst. And if the Holy Spirit's not there, he questions if God is even there. And I was reading that, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is what's in me. This is the power that's in me. The same power that healed all these people, the same power that did all this, this is what's in me. Wake up. Wake up, Terry. You need to walk in this power all the time. And I know that I could hear what he was saying then because of the gospel that's been laid in my heart these 24 years. And I have some revelation of it this day, so that when I heard these things that he did, and he believed the gospel, he preached the gospel, he manifested the gospel, the power of God, the power that raised Jesus from the dead, is what he demonstrated. And it was one of those moments that it's like, this power is going to work in me. This is the same power that's in me. The Spirit of God, the power of God, is in me. And the next night, that was late into the night, the next night, I had dinner with all the kids, and I just shared with them, this is what's in us. This is what we're going to believe. We're going to press in. We're going to have this power. Now, I would tell you that, you know, I had basically thought that for years, that I wanted the kingdom of God. But to see what this man did, and not elevating him, because I've seen a lot of the same things that Doyle has ministered, that Terry, my ministered, and I've seen power in my life, but there was just a renewed vigor that to believe this. And I'm going to back up a little bit. You all know that in April of 06, that Doyle and Terry and Basil prayed many hours for me over several days to be delivered of witchcraft and many things, but a lot of witchcraft. And sometime, I'm not sure exactly when this was, and I've shared this before, but there was a conversation I had with Doyle one day. I don't even know what was said. And he was, the Spirit of God in him was angry. And he said, I hate your unbelief. And he was about 6 inches from my face. And if you ever experience this, and it's not a man, because I've had men yell at me, and this was different than anything I've ever experienced. When the Spirit of God gets in your face and presses on you, you know that God has been after you. But he was in my face, and he said, I hate your unbelief. I hate your unbelief. I hate your unbelief. And he jumped. The Spirit of God in him was angry, and he turned to walk off, and he said, and I hate my unbelief. And that ministered to me so much. I want to tell you, I didn't like my unbelief. And I had already been 20 years, I'd seen miracles in my life. I'd had miracles, things I believed for. I'd seen things happen. But here he's talking to me about my unbelief. And you know, we spent a long time in here listening to the Spirit of God stand up here and tell us what wicked unbelievers we were. And I don't know what y'all thought, but I would think, well, what about when I did this? What about when this happened? What about this? What about this? You know what I did? I wasn't living in faith. I was here all the time, and I would believe for certain events. But God started ministering to me about living by faith. The just live by faith. Just like you need air to breathe. You gave us that example back in the 80s. You need air all the time. You live by breathing. Well, if you live by faith, that's going to be all the time, everything you do. So he pounced on me pretty hard, but I took it to heart. And I set against unbelief in my life and around me. And I would talk and share with the family. We'd go to lunch, and I'd bring up the things of God. About 5 minutes, it'd get pushed down back to things of the world. And this went on for quite some time, and I was really trying to set my heart to live by faith. All the time, everything I did. And I wasn't there yet, but you've got to start determining to get there. And so this went on for a while. And then finally, one day, we were at lunch, and right towards the end, a joke was made. And I stood up, and this had been one of those days that I'd brought up the power of God or something. Sometimes I didn't even know what to say. But I was determined we were going to mind the things of the Lord. And I'd say, well, wasn't it good what Doyle said, blah, blah, blah. Or, you know, I read such and such a scripture. I was working out my salvation. I was trying, you know, I was believing to work it out and to get our hearts on the things of God. I wanted to be there, and I wanted us to be there. And so it had been another day, 5 minutes, and then just die down, and then another 55 minutes of the world. And right at the end of lunch, we were going to leave, and there was a little joke made. And I said, I'll be so glad when I hear the gospel come out as much as I hear joking. And kind of caused a little stir there. But we were leaving. We all went and got in our various cars. We had several automobiles that day. And I happened to be riding with David. And I got in the car, and the Spirit of God rose up in me just angry. Angry. And I picked up my phone, and I called Philip. He was the one I was after that day. And I picked up the phone, and I said, I hate your unbelief. I hate your unbelief. I hate your unbelief. And I hate my unbelief, and we're going to overcome this unbelief. We're coming out. Our lives are about the kingdom of God. Having following God, being a servant of God, not the world, not following the world. And I don't remember what else I said. It was brief, a few minutes. But it was a few minutes on the way back home. And it was interesting because the one that really heard that conversation was David driving the car. Philip has heard since then and has had some changes in his life, as they all have. But that particular day, David heard. And he went home. He had just finished his junior year in high school. And he went home that summer. He sat and read the Psalms every day. Not all day long, but a lot of the day. He read those Psalms. Started into his senior year. He'd come home in the afternoon and read the Psalms. Friday night football games, he'd be home reading the Psalms. And that started in June of 07. And in about December, he started getting headaches. And I really didn't even know at the time how much, but as it went on, it went on months, and he had his wisdom teeth out, and in my unbelief, I thought, well, maybe he'll get the wisdom teeth out, and the headaches will be better. Anyway, it wasn't any better, and so he went on reading and went on with these headaches like a year. And then we were sitting at the Alamo one night, and I was sharing with Doyle that we had made some progress, that now he would only have one bad a day a week instead of four or five. And he said, it's the witchcraft in your house. And I said, well, thank God. Well, I don't know if I said to him, but I said, thank God we'll overcome it. We'll overcome the witchcraft in our house. And it took several more months, but we pretty much overcome that. But I just say that by way of example, that I have talked that way to every one of my kids. And I got to the point that I said, I'm not going to lunch with you. I told every one of them individually, said, I'm not going to lunch with you anymore if our conversation is on the world for an hour. Because I want to have my heart on the power of God. I want to mind the things of the Spirit. And I want to be with people that want to do the same way. And I won't go to lunch with you. And so I chewed on all the kids pretty hard. They'll all tell you. They can relate some pretty funny stories. But things have been turning around. And so Saturday night, we were at dinner. And we'd had some difficulties before that. And every one of us have loved the world more than we love God. We've all been there. And, you know, some of us are coming out to whatever various degrees. But we're having some trouble with Daniel, and I'm not picking on you because we've all been there, okay? But we're coming out, and you are too. And he was pulled by the things of the world and was more interested in that than the things of God, as I have been many days. But I'm overcoming it. And so, anyway, we went to dinner, and he was still having a hard time. And, you know, he feels it's difficult to be a senior in high school and not get to do all the things the kids do. And, you know, we tell them at any age it's difficult to lay down the things of the world, to follow God. But you know what? The reward is great. And the things that go on in your heart and your life, the blessings, the change in my heart, those things is far greater than anything you get out of the world. And we're seeing that happen. Anyway, we went to dinner, and I was determined that my faith, I was going to take my faith and see a change in this situation. I've heard Doyle say, you've all heard him, my faith has done this, my faith did that. And I've seen him call me up to come up here so he can pray. God told him to deliver me. And I'd come in feeling fine. And he'd set to pray, and things would start changing in me. I'd start shaking or weeping. His faith moves things. It's the power of God. It's not Doyle. It's not Smith. It's not Terry Brown. It's the power of God. But you have to use your faith and get that power working. And so I was determined that we were going to have the power of God at dinner that night, just like we do every meal now. You don't come to eat with me and think you're going to talk about the world. So anyway, we got our food and a little busyness. And I turned to Jenny. God brought this up. And I said, you know, one of these days you're going to start sharing about the tribulations that you hit in the world from pursuing the world, from loving the world, and some of the troubles that came your way. And I said, you're going to start. She has shared a lot with me. But I said, you're going to start sharing some of these things and overcoming more. And as you share, your testimony is going to minister to people that hear. And so they were bringing our food, and they brought it, and in a few minutes, she starts talking. And immediately, the power of God hit. What does the word say? They overcame by the word of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb, and loved not their lives unto death. She started talking. She's talked to me a lot and worked out a lot of salvation. But she started talking and sharing the seeking the world and the troubles, the heartache, the heartbreak that it brought. And God, the power of God hit, started ministering to her, healing her up, hit Daniel, hit David, hit Steve, started ministering to her whole family, healing us up from the heartbreak, the hurts that the world has brought on our family because we didn't believe, because we were rebellious and we weren't believing God. And so it was a great night. We talked. The restaurant was kind of empty. We happened to go late that night. I'm sure it was God setting it up. We talked a whole hour, power of God ministering. And then, I know you wanted me to tell about Smith. That was Saturday night. Sunday night, we left here, and we were going to eat dinner. And going over there, well, actually, Pam was coming along with us, and I was riding with her. I said, Pam, I just feel empty. I just feel empty. But I tell you, I'm just tired of the world. I don't want you know, I want the dinner to be on the power of God. And she had a paperback of Smith Wigglesworth in her car. And I picked it up and I said, we're going to take this in. And if I don't have anything or nobody has anything, we're going to read Smith. And we've done this before. I have a little paperback I keep in my car. And so if somebody doesn't have a testimony or doesn't have an overcoming to share or there's nothing really going on, we pull that out and we start reading and we pass it around, hand somebody the book, and they read a paragraph and then pass it to the next person. That way you can keep eating. Don't want to miss out on your meal, you know. So anyway, but I don't think we've ever read more than three paragraphs, and the power of God hits because he's talking about what the power of God did when he believed God. He believed the power of God, the gospel. And we've seen it here. We've seen it in our lives. And we read that, and the power of God manifests every single time. And that's what I expect. As I said, it's because of the gospel that's been laid in our hearts. When I know the reason that it ministered so powerfully to me this time, it's because when I read what he did, I know how he did it. He did it by believing the gospel. And you have to use your faith. You have to use it all day long in everything you do. Not just when you need money or you get sick, you're having troubles with the kids, or you can't find the right color blouse to go with that skirt, you know, parking place. You use your faith, everything you do, all day long. And you know what? I've known that for 24 years, but I haven't done that for 24 years. I mean, I do it from time to time, but I'm determined like never before, and I'm encouraged because I've seen so much power demonstrated out of this man, the power of God, and to see what Smith did is just very encouraging. One last thing I want to share. One account, he was on a boat on one of his travels going to minister. And there was a talent show, and they asked him if he wanted to sing or do something in it. And he said, okay, I'll sing a song, but put me on last. And after the talent show was going to be a big dance. And so they went through all the people that did their thing. And then the last one, he came up, and he sang a song. And they said the words. I couldn't find this account today. I kind of looked, but it was a simple little song. It didn't even have, you know, a big, long explanation in it. It was a simple little song. But he sang that song, and the place was just pierced. The place, they were weeping. They were repenting. They were coming up for prayer, getting healed. And they called off the dance because the power of God was so strong. And what struck me is it wasn't the beauty of his voice or the strength of the words. It was the Spirit, the strength of the Spirit in him that he could minister because he believed the one who's raised from the dead. And he believed God had a power that was for us today and that he would heal and he'd heal the brokenhearted and heal the sick. And it was the strength of the Spirit in him. And that's what's available for us when we believe that we'll minister that Spirit and that will affect those around us. I expect it to affect all of my kids, my friends, whoever I'm around. I want to see that power. And we've got to believe. I've overcome much unbelief in my own life by talking to ones around me, actually talking against their unbelief. But you know what? I'm overcoming my unbelief. I'm overcoming theirs. They're overcoming. They're coming out. And we're all getting our hearts on the power of God more and more.